Listening VI talk. I just want to join in on the topic, which I think has been started by Wendy Naughty underscore Tart, about sighted V versus VI friends. Before I do so, please, Audio Boo, if you're listening, I'm going to tag you in this. Try and sort out your channels. Try and make it next time we have an update that we can reply to a post without having to go through the big rigmarole, and which has got worse, if you ask me, of trying to find the right channel. I find it's very laggy on the channels now with VoiceOver. You tap on one thing and it goes on another. It's not easy to find the channel. I mean, it never was that easy, but now I find it more difficult than ever. Someone suggested typing in the search box, but I find the VoiceOver is very, very slow. You're trying to type. I don't know whether it's just my phone. I suspect it isn't. But when I'm trying to type in the edit field, it's slower than trying to search for it, to be honest. Anyway, I just wanted to do a quick post about this. I've obviously totally blind. Well, not obviously, but I am. I've talked about it before. And I went through the blind school system. Then I went on to a normal, you know what I mean, a mainstream university. And then I've worked, I've brought up a family. And during all that time, I've had a vast mixture of friends, both visually impaired and sighted. Now, my visually impaired friends are mostly the ones that I know from school, until I've come to Audio Boo, then I've got to know some different people, or got to know, to re-know some people that I knew years ago. A bit like Wendy, I started out on the internet with Friends Reunited and then Facebook and all that. So I hooked up with people that I hadn't heard of or seen for years. But the thing is, what I found is my sighted friends are great, but they tend to come and go depending on what phase of life I've been through. Like when I was working, I had sighted friends and we went out together all the time. I went to stay with them and stuff like that. As soon as I got married and had kids, my circle of friends changed because they were still single and they didn't really understand that I couldn't get a babysitter and that I didn't want to be going out all the time. So then I got to get a different circle of friends which were children related, you know, the mother and toddler groups, nursery, school. And then when the kids get to the end of primary school, you don't get involved in school so much anymore. Well, I didn't anyway, and I think that's quite common. And the school's further away, it's different parents, it's a different set of people altogether. So some people I've kept in touch with from the primary school days, and I see them occasionally. I'm friends with them on Facebook. And one friend moved away. I did used to see her regularly, but she's moved up to Leeds. So I saw her this year when she came down, but she doesn't come back down here very often. I have to say that my most constant friends probably are my VI friends, but I don't think it's because they're VI. I think it's because I've known them from school days. And I don't see them very often, and I don't always speak to them very often, but I know that it's the sort of friendship I can just pick up where I left off, and it doesn't matter. And I kind of know what you mean about not fitting in, feeling like you don't really fit in. To be honest, I can't remember the last time I saw a VI person. I think it was over a year ago, apart from, you know, myself. Oh, my ex. But that doesn't really count because I see him because of the kids. My ex-husband and his wife. But apart from them, I don't see anybody else. I went to a reunion at one of my schools that was closing down last year, so I did see other people then, and I met up with a friend of mine who was also going. I tend not to see VI people that often, but I still count them as my friends, and I know what you mean. I think that while your sighted friends would empathise with your situation, which by the way I think is utterly appalling, and I think the fact that they're not going to give you any leniency or any assistance is absolutely disgraceful. Okay, I know we want to all be equal and that, but it is more difficult to find placements and work and stuff when you can't see. Whether we like it or not, it's a fact. Some people don't accept it and they say, oh, you know, it's all about your attitude. Well, yes, of course your attitude is extremely important, but it's not all about your attitude. A lot of it is about other people's attitudes, and unfortunately, they don't always think that we can live our lives as everyone else does. They don't really realise there's a lot of ignorance, there's a lot of scepticism, there's a lot of misunderstanding and just lack of understanding. And I think you're right when you say that with other VIP people, you've got like common ground, you've got like a bond somehow, because they know what it's like, they've had similar experiences, they can feel how it is. You know, if for instance your dog gets refused somewhere, you know how it makes you feel. Or you know, if you're spoken to in a certain way because you're VI or treated in a certain way, you can say, oh yeah, I know how that feels, that's awful, because when I went to so and so last year or whatever. You can also empathise or discuss many positive things. We do get a lot of positive things happen, and I think sometimes we are a bit guilty of focusing on the negative and not the positive. But having said that, I'm in the position where now I had a visually impaired husband and now I've got a sighted husband, and a lot of my school friends have got sighted husbands. But I can imagine, if I went out with a group of VI people that are all VI couples, I would feel like the odd one out. I would feel like I didn't fit in with them because of my husband. And I don't mean that in a bad way for him. I feel like he wouldn't fit in. He's a very easygoing person, and he would probably fit in better than me, to be truthful. But I just feel that people would look at me differently, like I'm not one of them. I don't know if you know what I'm saying, but that's how I feel. If I went out with four blind couples and me and my husband, I would feel like that we were like the outsiders. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? I actually haven't done it, but that's how I feel. I think if it was just two other people, that would be fine. And you know, if it was just one couple, that's fine. I think it's just me. It's the way I perceive things, and I do feel a bit like, would he, because I feel like if I met up with a big group like that, we would be talking about a lot of VI related stuff and he wouldn't know what we were talking about, because he's never really come across visually impaired people until he met me. I mean, his mum in Nigeria has got a visually impaired friend that he used to have to help sometimes. Well, I think she's totally blind, and she runs like a little kiosk where they sell drinks and stuff, and she has like a young girl to help her. That's how they do things out there. You know, you don't get any access to work and stuff like that. She just employs a girl, like a teenage girl, to help her, to lead her around and stuff. But sometimes out there, they're very sociable people, and, you know, when they make a big meal, they'll take it around to their friends and stuff like that. So often his mum would pack up this stuff, like food, rice and that, and say, can you take it down to my friend? You know, he'd have to take it down. Or one day, she's got a mobile phone, but she hasn't got any, it's not got talks, or she hasn't got an iPhone or anything like that. And all her contacts got mixed up, so he had to go down and help her put her contacts back in the phone, so that, I don't know how she managed to use her contacts even, but I think it was one of these things where you can press 5 and it dials such and such. And I think sometimes if you reset your phone or something, that all gets lost. So he went down to do that for her. So if she dials 1, it's her daughter and stuff like that, you know what I mean? It was that kind of thing. So he went and did that for her. So he does know, and obviously he's lived with me, so he knows about things. But I just feel like if we went out in a group, they'd all be talking about, I don't know, employment and all things like that, and it wouldn't be relevant to him, and he would feel left out, and then I would feel left out with him. Do you know what I mean? Anyway, that's about it, really. I know what you mean, and I don't really know what the answer is. I just think each friend, whether they're VI or sighted, has a place, and you know, we might go to one person about one thing and to somebody else about another thing. I guess that's just what you do with any friends, whether they're VI or whether they're sighted. I think it is relevant to a point, because like you say, if someone's VI, they can empathise with situations that you're in. But at the end of the day, we are all people, and I think we just tend to gravitate towards certain people when we need them for certain, not need them, but, you know, if we want to go out and have a good laugh, we might go out with one person. If we want to talk about employment and access issues, we might go to a VI person, because we're not going to go to a sighted person about that, because they wouldn't understand, not unless they're employed in that field and they know about things like that. But your average sighted person doesn't. So anyway, that's about it, and I hope you're all having a good weekend, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye for now.
Pause recording.